I'm Bruce Taylor. I'm the biggest liar in Pocahontas County. Okay, this is going to be a tribute to the traveling toilet, also known as the Pegasus Potty. You know, Pegasus is a mythical winged horse. I know this is supposed to be a liar's contest, but I swear to goodness this story is absolutely true. As I arrived in town for Pioneer Days in 2021, I was shocked to see a lone commode with a bouquet of dead flowers sitting on the newly cleared corner lot. Oh, my goodness, inanimate objects can come back to life. Do you believe inanimate objects can actually fly? Many years ago, a nice lady was cleaning our apartment above the store. She accidentally dropped one of those little thin home interiors glass candle globes, and it broke the whole side out of the commode. Didn't even crack that candle globe. All the commotion was happening upstairs, and Gibbs Kinderman came in the store. Like a good neighbor and Jake from State Farm, he volunteered to go to Richardson's and pick up a new commode. Then the man came by, removed the broken one, and soon had the new one installed, ready for business. The broken bowl was placed on the back walkway with the trash cans, where it mysteriously disappeared. Gibbs was doing his Saturday morning radio trivia show on WVMR and announced that the winner would receive a large porcelain lawn ornament that would make a great flower container. It was donated by Bob Taylor. My mother, not knowing about our fiasco, was on the phone trying to win it. It made a trip to Skeeter Workman's porch for the toilet bowl football game, and then one morning we awoke to a nice wet snowfall. People were coming into the store laughing, and we had no idea what was so amusing until Bob went out to check on the gas pump. There, in all its shining glory, sat the wayward commode, old Pegasus Potty, with a freshly built snowman, reading the newspaper, and a sign saying, rest stop. The snow had melted just enough that the entire statue had frozen to the ground, and it took a few hours to remove it. We learned later that they had tried to get it on the roof, but the pot did not have enough gas to fly that high. Gibbs' birthday had a special delivery to his driveway. You guessed it. A porcelain planter with a bouquet of flowers. I can't tell you here what the sign said, but you can use your imagination. His parents were coming for a visit, so the gift mysteriously disappeared again, or maybe it was back to California. I have forgotten what happened from that point, but I had a deja vu moment when I saw the one on the French's diner lot. This story goes back 40-plus years, and all those children who were involved are middle-aged and more now, and I believe some of them still contend that porcelain throne took a life of its own and traveled and flew all over without their assistance.